Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you just heard was written by Patrick Hawes, one of England's finest choral composers, from a complete album of his music, all of it gorgeously sung by the Alora Singers. Here's a bit more of that opening music, the prologue to his piece, Revelation. Music by Patrick Hawes. Hawes was an organ scholar at St. Chad's College before working as a teacher beginning in the 1980s. Over the next couple of decades, while still a teacher, he began to get national and then international recognition as a composer, eventually turning to composition full-time. In 2004, his debut album, Blue in Blue, was made CD of the Week on Classic FM, where he was also composer in residence in 2006 and 2007. Since then, his music has been performed by everyone from the English Chamber Orchestra and Julian Lloyd Webber to Hayley Westenra. He's now working on his biggest project ever, a choral symphony entitled The Great War Symphony, scheduled to be premiered at Royal Albert Hall in 2018. Most of the music on the new album with the Alora Singers was composed in 2016, except for two tracks, all of these works are being recorded for the first time. Here is Revelation number 3, Worthy is the Lamb. That was from Revelation by Patrick Hawes. In writing about the two main works on this recording, Revelation and Beatitudes, Hawes says, I've always felt that the Book of Revelation lends itself to musical interpretation. Its imagery and powerful messages of salvation and judgment are full of inspiration to the artist. The Beatitudes, of course, are much more gentle but no less powerful, and Christ's words of comfort form the perfect partner to the Revelation text. It is my hope that, together with the standalone pieces on this recording, they offer a new way of exploring key sentences from the New Testament and a means of refreshing the soul. From Revelation, here is, "I saw a new heaven." In his liner notes, Patrick Hawes writes, "The eight Beatitude verses of St. Matthew's Gospel are some of Christ's most comforting words. The recurrence of the word blessed makes for a unified collection of pieces closely linked, but each with its own character." Hawes scored his Beatitudes for choir with piano, which allows for the choir to engage in a kind of floating musical conversation with the piano. Here is Beatitude number 2 with the very simple words, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted."
Thank you.
Most composers hope their music will be performed, and that's only logical. But Patrick Haas wrote the music on this album in the hopes that choirs all over the world will discover and sing these biblical texts he has so beautifully set to music. Although few choirs can sing this music as well as the Alora singers, it's so well written that by singing it, even the most modest of choirs can create their own musical magic. If you look at Patrick Haas, that's spelled H-A-W-E-S, on the internet, you'll find links to his publisher. Here is his setting of Blessed Are the Pure in Heart. The Alora Singers were founded in 1980 as the principal choral ensemble of the annual Alora Festival that takes place each summer in the beautiful town of Alora, Ontario. That's in Ontario, just outside of Toronto. Noel Edison was their founder and remains to this day their music director. In reviewing their album, The Wonder of Christmas, David Vernier wrote in Classics Today, "This kind of ensemble comes from years of refinement, from the devoted collaboration of compatible voices and personalities, and from exceptional direction. You can hear it in every note, chord, phrase, and soaring descant throughout these performances." This comment is just as apt for this new recording. Here they are with Patrick Haas' setting of The Lord's Prayer. You have been listening to music by Patrick Hawes and performances by the Alora Singers, pianist Leslie Dayoth, saxophonist John Johnson, all of them conducted by Noel Edison. Music from their new album, Revelation, available at fine music retailers everywhere, Naxos catalog number 8.573720. To go out, here's the ending of Quanticualia for saxophone and vocal ensemble. Music that, to me, speaks to the very best in the human soul.